All eyes were on Prague this Sunday morning, with US President Barack Obama giving a keynote speech just outside of Prague's historic castle, his only public address on his first European tour after becoming president. Ahead of the speech, we spoke to a number of those present. Here were some of the reactions before Mr. Obama spoke.
I'm happy to be here today. I like US President Barack Obama and I would like to see him on my eyes.
They want to be here for the first time of a black president of United States of America speaking in Europe. In all the history, I think it's an historical moment for Europe, even for USA, and I want to be here.
I'm super excited to see Obama because we haven't been home since he's been elected. So it'll be, you know, really cool to see him here and then go home in a month or so and have a whole new president, a whole new way of government.
I know that it's very important to the rest of the world because I think that we have such a big influence on the rest of the world and what we do, it says a lot to everyone. So I think that this is an important opportunity to kind of let everyone know where we stand.
I'm hoping that he's going to say something that's going to shatter the earth, something that will really give a plant a seed that will make us think about ourselves first and about the economy and about really everything that's going on in the world today.
In the speech itself, the 44th US president paid homage to Czechs and their spirit, for example, during the Prague Spring and in 1989 in the bringing down of totalitarian rule in the Velvet Revolution. But most of all, on Sunday, Mr. Obama looked to the future, making the case for a world without nuclear weapons. That was the key focus of the speech, and Jan Willinger was there. He joins me now in the studio with all of the details. So Jan, first of all, can you tell me a bit about what was in the speech?
Well, basically, Rosie, Mr. Obama in Prague on Sunday laid out a very ambitious and, it has to be said, also hopeful agenda to reduce nuclear arms around the world. He said that the United States, the only country to have used a nuclear weapon, had a moral responsibility to now act. Basically, what Mr. Obama is seeking is an immediate end to nuclear testing. He made clear his intent to seek, for example, the U.S. Senate's approval of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. He also said, and this was something that probably raised many eyebrows, that he wanted a global summit on nuclear security and that to be held within a year. Basically, in his speech, Mr. Obama made clear that not only America's security, but all the rest of the world's depended on it. Here's an excerpt from his speech.
In a strange turn of history, the threat of global nuclear war has gone down, but the risk of a nuclear attack has gone up. More nations have acquired these weapons. Testing has continued. Black market trade in nuclear secrets and nuclear materials abound. The technology to build a bomb has spread. Terrorists are determined to buy, build, or steal one. Our efforts to contain these dangers are centered on a global non-proliferation regime, but as more people and nations break the rules, we could reach the point where the center cannot hold.
Now, Jan, all of this seems particularly timely in light of news that North Korea has been testing its missiles in the sea beside Japan. Did that receive any mention from Mr. Obama in his speech today?
Absolutely. It did receive mention, and he made clear that this was something that would have to see an international response. Here's what he had to say on the subject of North Korea.
Just this morning, we were reminded again of why we need a new and more rigorous approach to address this threat. North Korea broke the rules once again by testing a rocket that could be used for long-range missiles. This provocation underscores the need for action, not just this afternoon at the UN Security Council, but in our determination to prevent the spread of these weapons. Rules must be binding. Violations must be punished. Words must mean something. The world must stand together to prevent the spread of these weapons. Now's the time for a strong international response.
That was some tough rhetoric there from President Obama, but I hear that the overall tone of the speech was somewhat more uplifting.
I think so. Certainly people who I had a chance to talk with during or after the speech, and many of them had an emotional response, which was that this is really what they wanted to hear. There were a lot of Americans in the crowd, so they said, this is what we want from our new president, somebody who will push the envelope. Basically, Barack Obama said This is a very difficult task we have ahead of us to reduce the number of nuclear weapons. He said it was a task that he might not even see solved in his lifetime, but that basically we had to have the courage to take it on. So in that sense, it was uplifting, and I think that people came away with, you know, they're glad that the U.S. president is not afraid of the challenge.
Okay, and I hear that the U.S. president was speaking very warmly of the Czech Republic and Czech-American ties during his speech.
That was very interesting. He really talked a lot about Prague and the Czech Republic, maybe more than many expected. He talked about the Czechs in their 1,000-year history and also during the Cold War and, of course, helping bring down communism in the Velvet Revolution. So he touched upon all of that, and I think that cheered many in the local audience as well.
All right, Jan Velinger, thank you very much for